the perfect sound effect for
the 2B version of Spider-Man.
Oh my goodness.
MJ just laying there. Unimpressed.
Right. You know? She got a thing going on with the Flash Thompson or something.
Wow. Satisfy
your woman a little more. Kind of mirror.
Man, Popeye needs to be a Tubi movie.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have officially completed a full year almost reviewing Tubi movies exclusively Tubi Tuesdays, and so this is our
anniversary of Tubi Tuesday.
February 13th.
We responded to the Super Bowl commercials that Tubi had, and was like, you know what? Let's go ahead and start watching.
Is that how it got started?
That's not what happened.
I mean, like, kind of.
But they, we were watching it, but like, we just decided to review them. And it's funny though. It's like the Tubi commercials know, they are very well aware of
that
what
is a rabbit hole
of what is up there. There was one commercial that was just like, it was so random. It was like, how do you, the Tubi way to end this movie? What's like, what?
There's a commercial that did
this? Yes. It's like, in Tubi endings, it'll be like this. And I'm like, what in the world? They know. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the best of and worst of Tubi. And it's not just movies that came out this year, but it's movies that we watched.
Movies that we've watched this
year. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So
there's a ton that we haven't gotten to.
There's a lot. It is a rabbit hole. So
yeah. There's a ton that we've watched that we haven't even reviewed.
Right.
Yet.
So
yes. We have quite a few.
Don't worry. If you're a fan of Tubi Tuesday,
there is plenty
of them.
And there will be plenty more coming up. So oh man.
Plenty.
Man. Oh,
so let's jump into this, and we're gonna go through certain categories. So the first category we got is craziest twist or tubiest
ending. You
wanna
start with craziest twist?
Oh, you wanna not start with that one yet?
You gonna spoil the twist?
Good point. All right.
I mean, you know,
let's say
that's,
that one.
I feel like that, honestly,
the tubiest ending
that is the crazy.
Well, see, I also have best revenge,
but
that could be that's, it could be in the middle of the movie though.
We should have a most Detroit.
I mean, the revenge ones, that's usually most the Detroit ones.
Most Detroit.
All right, so let's start off with the lead. Let's start off with the best leads.
Best
then.
Lead.
Simple, just because that's an easy one.
Okay.
Or a simple one, not really easy. And we're going to each give three.
Oh, we're each
going to
give
overlap.
Three. Okay, okay.
Or it's maybe three. Just one in a honorably mentioned, if you want to do it that way, too. I got three. But honestly, I came up with like four or five.
Oh, my goodness.
But I limited myself to three.
Okay. I may have three. Yeah, I think.
Worst characters. I like that. So that's our list. We got best leads, best villains, worst characters, best revenge. And craziest ending, or tubiest.
Top three, tubiest ending.
Top three of all time. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's jump into it. So, leads. Oh man, I got it. All right. I have Milk from No Disrespect.
Milk. Oh yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I have Max from All I Want Is You, Part 1 and 2.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
He counts as a lead, even though he wasn't the star. He's a leading man, you know? And, oh man, it gets a little harder right here because I was debating between two different people. But I'm going to go with the girl. I'm going to go with Georgia from Diary of a Unicorn.
Oh, okay. And what's the...
Because I didn't have a girl list.
What's the... what is the qualifications of a best lead?
Well, for me, it's basically they drive the story. You follow them, and you like them. Like, you actually like them as a character.
So
like,
likable? Is that because, I mean, that's another.
Best lead. I don't
necessarily be likable.
I don't know if we should. Yeah, because best lead.
You want to see what they're going to get into.
A likable person or a dislikable person.
Yeah, I know, because I thought about putting most... a dislikable, but I said... But I was like, I'm saving those.
There's so much overlap in here. So I'm just like,
there's a lot.
lead wise, I'm looking at this list.
Because I'm gonna be honest with you, I almost put Pastor Thorne as
I mean, honestly,
almost put him there.
Honestly, he is the lead. Is his name in the movie?
Right,
and he's definitely on my list as a lead because he drove that story, and I was like,
yes, he did. But he's a great villain. That's what I'm saying.
But I guess some villains are in the lead in the movie, so that's where it gets all messed up.
Yeah, because sometimes the worst character is also the best lead. Like, are you saying worst character like worst written
like
character?
Hate. No, I mean like you just hate this person. You hate this motherfucker.
Yeah,
okay. Like they're evil. Like evil, you should character. Like someone should hit them with a car. But you love to hate them, like Homelander. Homelander is a worse character kind of thing.
Yeah.
That kind of person.
Yeah.
And so best lead is more like a hero, like a
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That helps.
All right, you start and yeah.
Okay. The hero. I'm gonna say Josh from Josh's Journal. Anyway.
I almost put him too. I couldn't do that. But
oh man, there's so many movies. I'm trying to remember. I should have wrote these down before.
All right. I got one more. I need to pick one more.
So you got another one, Jason?
I feel like the character. Honestly, Max on All I Want Is You 1 and 2, he's definitely like...
I think that's probably unanimous. You said that too, right, Josh?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, Max, he's on my top three.
Yeah, so he's up there. Non-disclosure, you know?
It was honestly mentioned. I really thought about that.
Like, he was just trying to make
I know.
Oh, you talking about homeboy?
I'm talking Nelson. I'm talking about Nelson. Nelson's a non-disclosure. He was, he was just.
That was the person I was deciding between him and Georgia. And I was like, I put him down. Yeah. Okay. He was definitely one of the.
I mean, Georgia was good.
Georgia? Who?
Diary of a Unicorn, the main girl from Diary of a Unicorn.
Oh, okay.
Cause that was the one with the boyfriend, or that was another that was the mixed Vixen.
Vixen. Yeah, because like with Georgia, what I liked about her, she did drive the story. You saw her decline. You saw her start off a certain way, and then like
she was all proud of herself at first, and then she got caught up.
Right, she got too
old, nasty.
Oh man,
yeah.
So I just like Georgia. I thought she was one of the better female leads.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And of course, with Milk from No Disrespect, man, he was like my favorite. I would say he was my top one.
Okay.
Yeah, Milk was good. Yeah.
Even though he wasn't a good person, but he was a great lead.
I got you.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Got yours, Mark.
Yeah, I got mine. I agree, Max. He's just an all around good dude. Till he got real stupid on the
set. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Marrying the girl that he was cheating on his girlfriend with and married her and had a child while his girlfriend was in actually he wasn't cheating. He had permission to sleep with her because he was kind of in a situation.
Right, but he did
was very honest with everything.
It's just that the girl wasn't, was it Sophia?
Sophia, yeah, was his girl.
Yeah, she just wasn't, she didn't contact him, so he had, what else he was going to do, but it was
she literally said, don't contact me while I'm in prison.
She shouldn't have did that, and he was
but he was done because out of all the women you can move on with your life with, you want to go with the parole officer that was blackmailing you when you first got out of prison?
But he made a promise to the women. But he made a promise to the parole officer when she was all sweet and nice. When she was all promise me one thing that you'll let us
Max
work out.
Max is off the list. Fuck Max.
No, Max is still a great guy.
No,
goodness.
All right, so the other best lead is in non-disclosure, but It's The Boss.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And another one of my favorite best leads is on The House Guest.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
which one? Which person?
J.D. LaGuire.
The dude?
Yeah. Yeah. He's annoyingly fun to watch.
Honorably mentioned, his wife was a very good lead, too. I thought she was really good. Yeah, because I thought about her. I thought about putting her on the list as well.
Another one of my favorite best leads that simultaneously is on my best villain list is old buddy from Good Man.
Man. He was the main character. Ethan.
Kamal Smith. Yeah,
Ethan.
Manziel.
Yeah, Manziel. Okay.
Manziel.
No, Ethan. Wrong one. Ethan. Wrong. Yeah, Ethan
the
is wrong.
From, No. I'm talking about Good Man. I'm talking about the one where he killed the family.
The Good Man.
That's Ethan.
Ethan is a good man. Yeah.
I'm talking about Ethan.
Okay.
Ethan. Yeah.
He was a good man.
Ethan is the best villain and the best lead because he's both.
Yes. Oh, I'm gonna mention some stuff. Well, I want to mention some stuff when we get to villain.
And just if we're talking about it, since you did have it first. That is also a good man. Is also on my craziest twist
list. Yeah, man.
Oh, I should have put that on my list.
Yeah, craziest twist.
And to tell you the truth. Okay, yeah, I got more to say on that when we get to that.
A good man is gonna check all the lists.
Man, we're gonna be bringing up a good man a lot.
How is it not going to check all the lists?
I know, right? All right, so. All right, we already said the leads, right? Because let's move on to the villains. Because villains is right there, and I definitely want to talk about villains.
Okay.
Because, so we all agreed that we all like Max. Max seems to be the unanimous, along with, I guess, second place is Nelson.
Yeah, I appreciate it, non-disclosure, Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
So, villains. All right, so my best villains are, I'm going to mention this person first. For me, it was Manziel from The Wrong One. I liked him more as a villain in that movie, even though it's a switch.
Yeah.
But when he switches, it's like crazy because it's like this dude is a super villain immediately. And I love it.
That's true.
It's so stupid that I loved it. So Manziel is one of my favorite best villains. I also put Nelson in The Psychic. He was pretty evil.
Oh, yeah.
In that.
That's right. Okay.
Nelson was pretty evil in that. I liked him in Psychic. But the person that's my favorite villain, for real, is Bull from No Disrespect.
I knew you were gonna say that. I agree. He's definitely on my villain list. Absolutely.
Mm. What's the dude name that was on Swap Out?
I don't know his name. But I thought about him.
Talking about 10? His name is 10.
Oh, that's right, 10.
Yes.
Wait, was that his real name or the character?
That was his real name.
Porn name.
I'm gonna look up what the dude's name.
Oh my goodness,
10. That's what he's in the credits as 10.
Well, then what's the character's 10. Name?
The character's name. I forget what the character's name.
Yes, but yeah,
I thought about him. List. I really thought about putting him on my list. I really did.
Because
I was like, was he a villain?
I mean. He was just doing what he was doing, but like
Anthony, the character's name was Anthony.
He did his part. Villain, man, all these movies. Honestly,
there's a lot of villains,
and I mean, this is where maybe this is. It's like the villain between the
worst villains
character
we
and
didn't
the villain.
Do a thing on yet.
Oh, okay.
It could be the same. It could be some
somebody that we didn't
overlap.
Review. Yeah,
yeah. Some movies we didn't review. Yeah,
but I feel like the villain. I think the Deadly Dilf.
The girl.
I mean, she wasn't a. She was a. She was evil.
Yes, she was. But let me give you a honorably mentioned villain. The girl from House Guest. I think she was worse.
That's on my list.
The House Guest.
I think she was worse.
Absolutely.
The House Guest pretended to be right? She pretended, she snuck into bed and pretended to be the wife.
Yes.
Yes.
And back that ass up.
Yes. She was a worse villain. She, I think she was way worse than the girl from Daily Dilf. Yes.
Yeah. But didn't Daily Dilf kill people though?
That was on my list right there.
It was more like accidental kills with the Deadly Dilf.
I feel like she was a murderer.
She had that brother killed, but it was because she set up that stuff, but she kind of just ran away. I think that's the only person that died. No, the wife died, but she jumped in front of a car and got killed. That's what happened. Right. With that.
Yeah. I got you. And then, I mean, as I think about the villain, because that's like an interesting character.
Right.
Man. Honestly. No, that's the worst character. That's not even a villain, but she felt like a villain. So I'm gonna say the girl from the assistant. The assistant.
Mm.
The assistant herself.
Yeah. See, that wasn't she crazy?
Parker.
Yeah, wasn't she like
she had
personality,
double personality
or whatever?
Yeah, she did.
That was really well portrayed too.
Mm-hmm.
That was really well. That was actually a very good move.
Yeah.
I didn't consider her. I mean, she was a villain, but.
She was the villain, but she was also.
She was a lead.
She was a lead, but.
But she wasn't a hero.
She was a sympathetic. She was kind of a sympathetic character because I didn't want her to die.
But she wasn't a hero. She was.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said I was sympathetic towards her because even though she was a villain.
Her mental illness was the villain.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just feel bad for her.
Yeah, yeah.
Did she die?
Yeah, she died. Oh, yeah, that's why I was like, it was tragic.
Mm-hmm.
She literally had like a whole split personality.
Yeah.
That she could see.
Right, and talk to. And created a whole character behind it and invited people to know that she's coming. My sister's.
No, it's not even a split personality. Yeah. It's like a multiple personality.
Yeah.
Like, that can interact with each other. Yeah, it was pretty deep. Yeah, villain. Y'all already said two of them, Bull and Old Girl on the House Guest. Mm. I'm surprised nobody said Sloppy Second.
I'm saving that.
he wins multiple categories, though, because he's also in the worst character.
So you're talking about Rico? So you're talking about Rico, the boyfriend?
Yes. Yeah, the boyfriend.
Because I almost put him for villain, but I said, I'm putting him in the worst.
Yeah.
Only because he didn't have to be a villain.
You know who is the villain that still qualifies from this movie is the dad.
Yeah, I know.
He was a son of a bitch. Oh my god. Incestuous son of a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
He slept with three generations of people.
No. So who were so you said the girl from the house guest?
The girl from the house guest.
And what was your other one? Oh, Bull, okay.
From No Disrespect. And then if you're going to say Sloppy Seconds, I will say the father off of Sloppy Seconds.
Because
he was an asshole.
Yeah.
He slept with his own daughter.
And granddaughter.
His own granddaughter.
And granddaughter.
He gave birth to his own granddaughter.
Yes. He slept with his own daughter. He fathered his own granddaughter and slept with her.
Yep.
So that's the thing.
You don't get no more.
That fathered own granddaughter and then slept with. That's just so.
Who was like, yeah, I got out of prison and I started a whole drug ring just like that, just where I left off. And the house gets like, oh, yeah. Well, I backed up in a man's bed and I put on some perfume and I put on that bonnet. And I scooted his ass up against him, made him cheat on his wife. He even got me pregnant. Oh, yeah. Well, I slept with my daughter. And a whole daughter. Then the granddaughter. Then I fathered my own granddaughter. Then I slept with her. Top that. And then they all looking at him like, you're disgusting.
Right.
Yes.
There's also the father from Karma. He's a
father from Karma.
He was actually not the father, though, right?
Right, but he was started off
the
as
dude
the
that
father.
Had on the bad wig at the beginning.
He was the stepfather.
Was that Karma? Where they started out back in the day? Everybody
that wasn't Karma.
No, you thinking about another one? You thinking about where's that movie?
We didn't
think about the movie with
you think about Tainted. I think
Tainted. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's basically the same movie.
No, we didn't review Tainted.
Tainted and Karma is literally the same.
Similar. I didn't finish Tainted.
But there's also Malcolm from there's Malcolm from what's the name?
All I want is you.
Oh yeah. Oh,
Malcolm.
Well, he's in the worst character list.
He's
there. Yep.
He's in the worst character list. He's not necessarily the villain.
Right. He's villainous. But,
he's definitely in the worst character.
Okay. So, villain. Jason. Who's your other villains other than the girl from Assistant?
I said. What did I say? I said swap out.
Oh yeah, yeah. You said
Anthony.
That was Anthony from Swap Out,
and yeah, I said that from. And I mean, honestly, yeah, that's what I said. I was thinking about a bunch of people for the worst characters. Cause I'm thinking about
we're gonna get to the worst.
You can't get
few worst. Yeah,
but I do agree that. I mean, I think that as far as a villain goes, you know, like the bad guy, honestly, because he's very interesting and he's, you know, he drove the killer. You know, we talked about him as the lead, but I think that he drives the plot. But he's also, he's pretty much the villain because he's so evil. It's Pastor Thorne. You know, so it's like he's this really, really evil.
He's very despicable. Yeah.
But, you know, somebody that we didn't put this on review because I think he's even, I feel like he's worse than Pastor Thorne. pulpit gangster.
Yeah.
I haven't even watched it though. No, because I haven't reviewed it. I still haven't watched it. Sorry.
Because I'm telling you, Jason, I'm leaving some stuff off this list that we haven't done. Pulpit Gangster.
Wow. I should have watched it yesterday. What was it? That movie I watched yesterday. I watched He Played Me. That's what I watched.
Ooh, that's a evil motherfucker.
I didn't see that.
You didn't? I thought you did.
Jason, I thought you saw that. Watched both parts. He Played Me. It's directed by
Kamal Smith.
Yeah, Kamal Smith, and it's got the big ass dude from Detroit on there.
There's two parts. I have not seen this movie.
Man,
they're long too. I just watched part one. I didn't watch part two yet,
bro. Watch those movies, man.
I'll still watch Pulpit Gangster.
You gonna hate the motherfucker. And ain't nothing you can do about it either, because he big than him.
Oh man!
So we seem like we mostly agreed with Bull and the girl from House Guest.
Yeah. The girl from the House Guest is despicable, man. She,
All right. So now we can get to the worst. There's a few. Oh man, there's a few, right?
Oh yeah. Well, I fathered my own granddaughter.
That's a few.
And fucked her.
So, there's a few people, but like my number one person for worst is definitely Rico from Sloppy Seconds. Definitely the worst person ever.
You can't get worse than that.
That dude is worse than Anthony from
Swap
Out. Karate Kid.
He's about Anthony Russo.
Anthony and Anthony LaRusso.
Oh my goodness.
He's worse than both of them motherfuckers.
Yeah,
I also have.
Oh, so I'm off the hook? No, fuck you.
You'll never be off the hook, Anthony.
Oh man, you guys.
Mm-hmm. No matter what you do, Anthony.
Man, I think they took that scene off.
I'll never like you.
I think they took that scene off of Tubi though.
I thought they took the whole movie.
It's back on. I was wondering if that scene was
took the scene out.
Yeah, I think they took it out.
Oh wow.
Yeah, because Tori was like, "Can I watch it?" I said no.
Now she can. It's still horrible.
It's still really terrible.
He could take the dog out and still be horrible.
He's still a horrible person.
He would still be one of the worst people on Tubi.
Yes,
the dog put him over.
Yes, as man,
he's like, just in case you didn't hate me.
Yep.
So another person I got is the dude from Rotten, the boyfriend in Rotten.
Yep. He was on my list, but I replaced him with this Sloppy Second.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because Rico's worse than that dude.
Yeah, but that dude from Rotten, that dude with the braids.
Yeah.
And you know what makes him one of the worst for me personally is because they got him. They technically got revenge on him.
Right.
But it wasn't satisfying because you didn't see it.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. That's the thing about these worst characters. That's the thing about these worst characters. They're not satisfying when they get their deaths.
Yeah,
that's why
like
I'm
the
glad
dude
that we put
like Rico.
That's why
he got shot in the back of the head. Right, didn't even know right. He was having a great time, and then he just woke up in hell.
Right. I guess that's why it's good that we have Malcolm from All I Want Is You on the list.
You at least saw him get shot up.
Right. And that was a good, that was satisfying when he got killed. It's like, good. Kill his ass.
And it was the person he had been abusing the whole time.
Right. Exactly.
She was by means sorry.
Nah.
She and just took afraid care to go to jail. She was like, hey,
I'm in jail and I killed
him. I guess it's just me now.
That's what I do. I then did it.
So another bad person, because those were my two, and my third one.
What's the person? The Rotten?
The dude in Rotten. I don't know his name.
Okay.
We still on worst character, right?
Yeah, worst character. All
right.
The character's I think his name is James in Airbnb. The dude that moves into our house.
Oh goodness. We did not review. We did not review that movie. But
we didn't review that.
Man.
No,
didn't.
One of the worst characters in the Tubi movie.
Oh my goodness.
So give a rundown of
this guy. Wow. So like a person basically she gets her house up for, you know, she rents it out for Airbnb for a weekend. And I think it's like a weekend, right? Yeah, it's not even that long.
Yeah, just a weekend.
And then I think she stays a little bit longer away than she's supposed to. But then if she comes back, the dude that rented her house isn't leaving. And he says, I'm moved in. And there was like a code with, you know, you can't get evict people, you know, because of COVID or something like that.
And he had been there for so long. Right. Or it was some kind of weird loophole.
And he was nasty.
That he was very familiar with.
Man,
he was
so nasty.
He was disgusting.
He was just nasty on purpose.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Man. Yes.
There was something mentally wrong with him. And it was just,
yeah.
I couldn't feel bad for him.
Why? Did they try
to make
you
feel
bad
for him? They tried to make you feel bad for him because he was like even crying at one point.
He was
crazy.
Him
just crying in the room. But I'm like, I don't feel bad for him. He's too insane. Like
even though I love when the boyfriend came over there and roughed him.
Man, oh my goodness.
Yes. That was satisfying. When the boyfriend came in and beat his ass, I said yes.
He went to jail.
Even though it was the middle of the movie.
So it's like, why did he go to jail?
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah. That
one of the worst people, yes.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, he was.
It's hard to beat that.
Well, I got a couple.
You got a couple more worst people.
I haven't named yet.
Okay.
Yeah. So one is off of Carlton T. Clay movie, the Pastor Thorne's son.
Oh yes,
he was an ungrateful son of a
that
bitch.
Little bastard.
Man. My goodness! Yeah, yeah.
He was a smart ass, smart talking, wanna be cool son of a bitch.
Yep, yep. Like,
he got what he deserved in the end too.
Yes, I didn't get that at all.
Me either. Yeah.
So Carlton, if that's what you were going for, did that.
Oh man, I think this is going to release.
Will release close to or at least around
the same day.
Part 2 is coming.
Yeah.
On the 19th?
Yep. Pastor Thorne Part 2 coming out.
Pastor Thorne Part 2. So another one is the lead dude on Surprise.
Oh, yes. He's on my list.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Angry.
Especially if you watch part 2.
Angry.
Jason, did you watch part 2?
I actually didn't watch part 2.
Oh,
we actually watched part 2 last night.
So, man, that dude. Fuck
that
guy.
He's worse on Surprise 2.
Yes. You want. Because I'll put it this way. In Surprise 1,
the situation couldn't get worse.
It got worse.
In Surprise 2, I wanted him to die.
Wow.
In Part 1, I was just, like,
part
for real.
Because
Part 1, I was like...
I mean, Part 1, he was definitely
bad. I wouldn't
bad.
Have been mad.
He was still bad.
Right. I was like... But part two, I was like, this nigga need to die.
Wow. But part two, he is on one.
I was That's like, please kill this guy. Okay. I can't wait for part three to happen just so he can die.
On one in part one, he is on two.
Man, surprise two. Okay, so.
Yes.
Okay, but yeah, he was on my list anyway, so I was thinking about that.
Oh, he was.
Yeah. Okay.
But he's on, wait, what list is he on?
Worst character.
Worst.
Oh, yeah.
So you had Rico. So you had Rico and the dude from Surprise.
Yeah. All right. So mine was Rico, the dude from Surprise, Pastor Thorne's son, and Malcolm from All I Wanted to Do.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Those were my worst
characters. I mean, honestly, I feel like, and this is what I was thinking about. Yeah, definitely Surprise, main character from that. The wrong one, you know, like
he was. Wait,
talk about Manziel.
Manziel.
See,
Manziel.
I mean, I got Manziel as a villain, but I agree. Yeah, Manziel is a like piece a of shit person.
Well, actually, person. Ethan is the villain.
The so wrong Ethan's one. More of a villain. Manziel
is a piece of shit.
He was really, really bad.
Okay, let's break it down. He took his best friend's girl, one.
That was in the wrong one.
Yes.
This is what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, we're talking about Manziel.
Right, Manziel.
So, Manziel took his best friend's girl.
Mm-hmm.
Then came over back to his best friend's house talking.
And threatened him.
Cash money shit.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about, yeah, man, I see you looking at my, see you around my girl again, man. Gonna be surprised. Like,
right after he punched his girlfriend face.
How about
in
that?
One,
yeah, that
for
happened.
One to hang out with her friends.
Yeah, that.
All she want to do is hang out with her friends. And he gonna punch her in the face.
He abused her to the point where she was in a whole different movie.
He punched her into a different movie. Yeah, that's what happened.
Yep.
He literally punched her into a different movie.
He literally did. The music changed, the lighting, and everything.
Everything changed. It just shifted completely.
Yeah. He's,
Manziel
he's definitely
is the wrong one.
He's worthy
the worst.
Of being on that list.
He is the worst.
Okay, well, I guess I should change that because I had Manziel as a villain.
He's a villain, he's definitely the worst character. I would say, honestly, and this is where it's like, I didn't care what they were trying to do, but she's definitely one of my worst characters that I don't like is the parole officer.
Yes, I agree. She's a bitch. Yes, you're right. She's definitely one of the worst characters.
Because she starts off super evil and then she's going to pretend like she, you know.
Right,
and
going to pretend like he suddenly got a heart.
She's going to literally take the man's husband. So she got what she deserved at the end. So, man. Oh, my goodness. But not her child, though. They didn't have to kill. I'm just a kid.
Wait, I don't know those people. I'm just a kid. Pow. Yeah. That's how that girl acted.
But yeah, those two, I think about, and I mean, honestly, I was going to agree. That's like, it's hard to think about between if I was going to choose between Rico and old dude from Rico's unanimous, like it's fair.
Right,
it's
right. Fair. We all agree about
but
you.
I definitely,
Rico.
That old dude from Airbnb is like he's up there. He's,
James,
man,
I think that's
dude,
name was.
It was
that was that. That's
but,
what
I mean,
I'm
honestly,
he was
one of the most. The other guy that was just not necessarily he wasn't just worse as much as he was just stupid. Was the guy the boyfriend from the Vixen one?
Oh, Memoirs of a Vixen?
Wasn't that the
one? He was just
dumb. Stupid.
Yeah, so.
Because I almost did a dumb category. I almost did a stupid category.
We
might
as well add
that
to the
dumbest
list.
Character.
We should add it to the list.
A dumbest character?
Because he's definitely on there.
Oh, we all know who the dumbest character
is. Oh, yeah, of course. It's unanimous.
We already
know.
That one for later.
Oh, goodness.
The unanimous dumbest character in a movie, period.
The dumbest character in a movie. In the Tubi movie.
Period. Yeah. Not only just a Tubi movie, but yes. But yeah, the guy, the husband in Memoirs of a Vixen.
Oh, they were married?
He's the husband.
Wow, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he just wanted to see his wife have sex with other guys, and he was all weird and stupid. And
Yeah,
he was an idiot. Oh my gosh, I want to say the dude in, we didn't review this movie.
Wait, are we doing dumb now?
Yes.
Mine as well.
So, I got mine.
Yes. Yes. So, what was that movie? The Games We Play. Remember that guy that. in the games we play, there was a guy that was so stupid. He was the guy that was trying to hit on the main girl, and she ended up sleeping with him after she had this stuff going on with her husband. And he was like, after he got with her, she came to his house because he's the one that told her that he was staying with his mama, but that was his wife.
Oh, yeah. It was obviously.
That was so stupid. I loved how stupid he was. Because he was like,
Wow.
He was so stupid. I loved it.
Oh, man. So we already, you say that we already know.
I got the dumbest character we know
who that is.
Oh, the main lady in Psychic, she was dumb.
Oh man, okay. No. Well, the psychic was dumb.
Yes, she was.
The psychic let that dude walk. She knew exactly who he was. She was the fucking psychic.
She should know.
And let herself get killed.
Let herself get
But the main lady, the main girl, was stupid too because. Nelson was obviously evil and she just couldn't see it. And like, she's even letting him rape her daughter and she don't even notice. Mm, like, that's why I was like, she frustrated me how stupid she was. But you're right, the psychic is pretty stupid too. But I think the main girl was even dumber.
Oh, is that the one where the baby was screaming? He was raping the daughter? Like, the daughter was like really little?
No. What movie
was
that?
Oh, yeah. No. That was psychic.
No, the daughter was old.
You just heard like an echo of a baby scream.
I do remember somebody getting.
No, in Psychic, the daughter was like old, remember? Because we was like, they looked like they could have been sisters.
I'm thinking about a different movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, worst, what is the dumbest characters? I'm saving the unanimous one.
We already know who that is.
But from that same movie,
there's a dumber person.
Not as dumb. Okay. Kind of dumb, but pretty dumb. Rico.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, duh.
Rico. Rico's
a fucking idiot.
You remember his boy said, "Hey man, I got some fire ass weed rolled up out in my truck."
Mm-hmm. Where is it?
Well, where is it? Like, nigga.
Oh, I forgot to mention another worst character. I'm sorry. One of the worst characters ever, and we all watched this, the main guy from F Child Support.
Yeah.
finish
that crap.
Bad part about, I don't want to talk too much about that one because that might be based on a real person.
Oh, okay. All right.
But, you know, that guy. He ain't listening. Fuck it.
Dumb character.
Who else? Another dumb character, Pastor Thorne.
Is dumb?
He was fucking a whole nother woman in his bed with the door
stupid.
Wide.
Yeah, stupid. Yeah. Not necessarily dumb, just stupid. Just
his
stupid.
Son,
yeah.
just stupid.
Uh-huh. Well, Pastor Thorne had big dick energy. That's what it was.
He thought he was so untouchably invincible.
Yeah, that's what it was. He thought he was untouchable. Just like the character Malcolm on a...
Just
on
like
a,
Malcolm in his office.
Just
Malcolm
arrogantly like stupid. That's what it is. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Uh-huh. Yeah, arrogant, stupid. And then another person on the dumbest character list is the main guy from Swap Out, the dude who's telling the story.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, he was.
Such an idiot.
Oh man.
The way he handled the situation, was telling the story, way he allowed the situation to happen.
Yeah.
So
it was just We already mentioned
this person, this other person I'm about to mention in worst, but I think this guy was dumb.
Okay.
The main guy in Surprise.
Because, of course.
Absolutely.
Because he was a
fucking
idiot.
He shatters multiple categories.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, absolutely.
Surprise.
Because
he should have known better.
He should have figured that out. Right. Yeah. He was fucking idiot.
He was
idiot.
The one character
he literally
on
read
that
the
list.
Email. And
he was the one character on that list that made me angry.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
I was mainly angry at him. Like, you stupid ass bitch. why don't you just have a conversation with your wife?
Right.
Yep, that was that's all he needed.
Idiot. Oh,
right, man.
So.
Oh, he might be my second
you know
dumbest character of all time.
It has to be to talk to a private eye and have him spy on your best friend. And how even more gut-wrenching it must be to go through the process of having that private investigator hire a hitman for you to take out your best friend.
Right.
You're willing to, you're saying that that's harder than just having a conversation?
I know, man.
With
that
the dude, two people?
Yep.
You that fucking dude, idiot. Man, you're a loser.
Man.
Are we ready?
I'm gonna say one of my people.
You got one more? Okay. Right.
That was pretty dumb. We didn't review this movie, but he was pretty stupid. The best friend on Best Friend, Marcus Houston.
Oh. Explain why.
I mean, you know, he.
I haven't seen that one in a while.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Too.
So I'm like he, because like the movie is, you know, he is probably the simpiest of all because he's roommates with his best friend and
he's in love with
and he's in love and he's been in love with her forever but he she doesn't know like it's just like you know he's
right
and they have this you know Saturday movie night and they you know all this stuff and so when something happens like he turns into this weird you know kind of like creepy person really really creepy after she gets a boyfriend which the boyfriend ends up being the villain so because he was the cop that was the twist so yeah
right
detective
yeah
person but yeah so he was but he's his whole creepiness you know was weird but he I mean it's ended because like how did it end I'm trying to remember like did they kill the cop at the end and they got away
I think so because it's like Marcus Houston accidentally killed the cop's brother.
Then it was like a year later, they end up coming back. And at the very, very end, he ends up, you know, after serving his time, going back to work. You know, so that's how it ended.
Right.
So,
it did. That was weird.
It was weird. So, yeah. All right. Now we're ready.
So if you haven't guessed for the
I don't even remember. I forgot her name.
Keisha,
yeah, that is. Oh man, yes. Oh,
Keisha
goodness.
From Sloppy Seconds was hands down the dumbest character
man.
In any movie.
Yeah,
we don't. But you find out why.
We don't have to.
You find out why she's like.
Yeah, that. She's.
Oh, that's why
she's got a mental problem. Yeah, she's physical.
Is her dad is her granddad.
Yeah, it's just a physical wrong. That's the incest impact. So yeah. So,
yep.
All right. So, let's go to best revenge.
We
get to the movie categories.
Like most fulfilling.
Yeah. That's why I said best revenge.
Okay.
Like, oh, this was the best revenge.
All right.
I want to go first.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So, we ain't talked about this movie yet, but it's on the list. One of the best revenge.
I think I know what you're going with. Man.
Bad Girls.
Mm,
yep, that's on my list too.
Yeah,
I have
just
that on
a
my.
Dope ass
that
movie
is good.
Of like four women taking like just taking shit, taking control in their own hands, mm-hmm. and just like fuck it, we finna get this fucking money. And we gonna do this shit, and so it's a couple moments where. Couple of the girls get to have revenge on a couple of different guys throughout that movie.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
So one dude, they burn him in the dick and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
Crystal.
Yeah, that's
Crystal Doll's husband.
Mm.
Yeah,
shout
her
out
husband.
To, Crystal Doll, if you're listening.
Man, if you're listening.
Who the fuck? Marcus and John.
Wow. You never know. You never know who listens.
Yeah, Bad Girls. And then somebody else got some revenge in that movie too.
Her best friend at the strip club
in that movie.
Oh, that's
they got
right.
His ass whooped.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
It was like
yeah,
the baby
man, that
daddy.
Was real tight. They came in at the
yeah
right
with the baby daddy.
Too. Yeah. The baby daddy.
And I was
gonna
say that they got
bathroom.
Their boss, the strip club boss.
Yeah, they got
the,
everybody.
Sure did. Yeah, they
got him too.
Everybody in that movie. They were rolling up on.
Right, they were. So
yeah,
I got that on my list too. That's
definitely
great
Bad
thing.
Girls. That's Bad Girls 1 and 2. I haven't seen part two yet, though. Yeah, it's a combo package. Part two is actually really, really good. Okay. Like, because they get involved in some whole, like, this, the villain is a lady who's, like, she, like, on some cartel, like, shit. Like, she, like, dangerous as fuck. And so, yeah, definitely shout out to Bad Girls. I don't know who directed that movie. But, then I would say, No Disrespect. When they got revenge on Bull, when they all got together and shot him up.
That's an honorably really mention for me.
The dude was outside and he shot him through the window. Mm. It was the same dude he had roughed up earlier and shit. And then, and he shot his girlfriend who was a traitor. He shot her up.
Oh, that was great. Yes.
And my third best revenge is Swap Out.
What?
Because the lead dude, I forget his name, but you remember he went back and killed his wife.
Yeah, he did. He got in the trunk.
And then he ratted himself out to her cousin.
That's a drug dealer himself. Like what the fuck is
Anthony was there too.
It's like this dude's obviously about to die.
Anthony had a gun on him and then he was looking all like he was proud of himself. He was looking at them.
Like, yeah, this is what I did.
The story had already caught up to the narration.
And the last scene played out.
It's like, what's going to happen next, too? It's like, obviously about to get killed.
You about to get killed, you idiot.
That's why there's no Swap Out, too.
What's wrong with you?
That guy is dead.
Yes. So, yeah, that's one of the funniest revenge I've ever seen.
Yeah. I'm going to say, for me, just one of the ones that is fulfilling is the karma. I have that too.
Yeah.
What happened with that? That's my honorably mention. What was the revenge?
Well, I mean, she was able to kill the
her dad,
right? The rapist.
Yeah, he was a piece of shit person. So he was a horrible person. Yeah. She got him at the end.
Yeah, I ain't seen karma.
Yeah, so she was able to shoot him in the head. So that's how it starts the movie. Right?
Oh, was that a Detroit movie?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't know who you're fucking with.
That's one of the most Detroit movies.
Yeah. Shoot a square in the middle of the forehead.
Yes,
because he was hard to the end too.
Yeah.
He was like, you don't know who you fucking with.
Yep. So that was that was one of the most.
You don't know who you fucking with. Yeah. I'm gonna show you that you don't really know who you fucking with.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I agree with you. I had that in mind. Honorably mentioned because I had like three. Did you do your third
one? I didn't. I just did that one. So.
Okay. So you just had one. You didn't have no other.
I was thinking
Revenger?
About the other ones. I want to hear yours before I make a decision.
Oh, okay. All right. So I agree with Marcus with Bad Girls, and I agree with you with Karma. Karma was my honorable mention, but Bad Girls was on my list. I also have the revenge at the end of Pastor Thorne. That was dope as fuck.
The wife said they have AIDS at the end.
Yes, that was right. I love that revenge.
That was good. Honestly, yeah.
that was one of my favorite revenges. Yeah,
that was very fulfilling. Like, wow. It was actually fulfilling. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's on my list.
But then didn't he get shot?
He also got shot.
He got shot by his.
So we don't know because
there's a part two. Yeah,
so part two. Does he have AIDS?
And is he shot?
Oh, maybe. Right. I guess we'll see. So we'll see what happens in part two. Yeah. But my third one. Because Karma was my honorably mentioned. My third one was actually from All I Want Is You. Is when the Crystal the Dog gets a revenge on Malcolm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was great.
That was satisfying.
That was satisfying.
And then he was like, no, you don't know who you fucking with. And then he got shot. And then they visit him on his grave and his headstone said they ain't know who that was. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Man. Oh, movies.
So
yes.
Yeah. So we mostly agreed with Bad Girls and Karma, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think Bad Girls was fun, a fun, satisfying yeah. revenge. Pastor Thorne, and yeah, those are good. interesting. Swap out's interesting, but
yeah, okay. All right, so now, tubiest ending or craziest twist.
Oh, craziest shit. Twist. I've been waiting on
You've been
this.
Waiting. You got a list.
Wait, tubiest ending, though? Are we? Is it specifically ending or...
It don't have to be the ending. Right. That's why
craziest,
I said twist.
Craziest twist.
Craziest twist. Because it can happen in the middle of the
Right, that's
twist.
True. I just put tubiest ending because, you know, it makes sense. That might be another category because it could end very weird. But what's the best twist, craziest twist?
I think I definitely mentioned all these movies. So for me, the twist I got in The House Guest when she's... That twist when she goes in and she's, you know, pretends to be the wife and gets pregnant. I was like, what? That got me. That was one of them. Pastor Thorne, which we already kind of mentioned. That was the whole twist that he gets AIDS and stuff like that.
And she was tricking him the whole time. That was actually.
Right.
The wife,
was
a surprise.
I wasn't expecting that.
That
was a good surprise. That was a
really
nice twist.
Good surprise. Because I'm like, what?
And then Karma. I put because of how everyone had AIDS.
That was funny. That was the tubiest ending right there. Yeah.
So I had to put Karma down because of everybody ended up with AIDS. I almost put Sloppy Seconds.
Well, that's on
like,
my list.
Sloppy was, oh, okay. Because Sloppy Seconds was a little more nasty to me, but I was like, Karma kind of did it where it's like, it was just crazy. I wasn't expecting that with Karma kind of this. It was a very twisty twist with that one. So those three for me.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna definitely say Sloppy Seconds with that. I mean, that's
who sees that?
That was not. That was too much. Like I was. Just
like, yeah,
that was actually just a roller coaster of craziness, and so I was like, "What?"
It wasn't even a twist. It was just a twist. Just random.
Yeah, it's like as much as possible.
I was like, all right, y'all.
It was such a twist. I wasn't even expecting the maid to be her mom.
Yeah,
because I was like, because the maid was all like Sandy. It was all like, I had a kid by him.
I
was like, who's the kid?
You like honestly would have never guessed.
Right.
And see, I figured that he was sleeping with the maid because I'm like, he's a rich dude and he's got a maid.
Course.
It's like decent looking or whatever. He's probably sleeping.
Right.
And I thought that was gonna be the twist. So I was halfway right. Mm-hmm. But the fact that that's his daughter and he fucked her and had a kid.
Yeah.
And had sex with that.
All
kid.
Those things.
It's
so like,
completely
that
like
that right
what?
There. Man.
Wow. Okay. That was daring to me.
I'ma say, and it wasn't quite a twist, but they tried to make it a twist. Which it was, you know, kind of funny because it was like, you know, oh yeah, like the whole time was Why Women Trip. So, because she was in jail the whole time, like, and that's why women trip.
Oh,
that was trying to make it a twist.
Yeah,
trying to make it a twist.
That's right. She was in jail the whole time.
Yeah,
like, come on,
yeah,
like, we already
so,
knew.
But that was funniest to me as far as the twist.
Went the route with All I Want Is You, and just kind of revealed it at first.
Yeah,
already.
That would have made sense.
The whole thing with All I Wanted Was You was pretty good with, like, you just like, well, why is she in jail?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know something's going to happen.
Yeah,
and
it was different because it was like the first time she was in jail was different than the one what we were talking about. So we were actually listening to the part after she killed everybody.
Right.
So, but that wasn't a big twist, but that was still interesting. I think that the craziest ending and the tubiest ending, because it went to a different movie, was A Good Man.
Good Man or The Wrong One?
Wait, which one? I got mixed up.
You talk about Wrong One.
Is that the one where...
No. Well, both of them, really, though. Because
a good man...
Really, both of
a
them.
A good man is where... He
catches his
he catches
his woman
everybody
in bed
while they're having sex,
and then he turns into a supervillain.
That's a good man, right?
Yes, yes.
That's the one I'm talking about. That's great. That he like that's the one that I'm like because he went from it went into a because he went crazy.
Break.
Yeah, that was a moment.
He did. I agree.
He went crazy.
You said it.
That was the breaking point. Yeah.
You saw him break.
Mm-hmm.
See him break
with the wrong one.
This you don't know. Right.
That was the biggest twist. Right. I would say. What? I would say honorably mentioned the wrong one had a really big twist because you were not expecting that.
Okay.
He just turns into a completely different person.
Yeah, I mean that's true.
Like an hour into the movie.
Y'all, yeah, because
you're like, what
y'all
the
gave
fuck
me
is
the heads
this?
Up on that, but yeah,
I would say. A good man is honorable mention when it comes to craziest twist because you do see him break.
And
you know he
I mean, the thing is,
crazy.
He kills the child.
For no reason. First. He kills the child first.
So, it's like, oh my goodness. He just, and he's got him all tied up in the thing. That's like 30 minutes of the movie. He just like, just, yeah. So yeah.
That's unnecessary.
That's definitely... You know, it's crazy. Not necessarily a surprise, like, oh my goodness, but it's definitely crazy. So
right.
I would say craziest when I think about craziest twists. That's what I think. So, yeah, I'm trying to remember a couple of these movies that we didn't, that we did, because a lot of them had.
Man, I'm having deja vu. Oh, shit.
A lot of them had good twists. Because, Rotten definitely.
Well, Rotten, yeah.
Yeah, it had that, like, what?
Yeah, because that was her father, but you kind of saw it coming, though.
Yeah,
but
it was surprising, but it was like not surprising because of how ratchet the entire book was.
Right, yes. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Non-disclosure.
It was more of a surprise to me in what you call. Thank you, Jason. Say it.
Is that on your list? That's on your list. That's what your favorite.
Yes.
Tim talked about.
Yes. All right, so. Non-disclosure is on my list because the biggest twist was the moment his boss said, "I want you to fuck my wife."
Oh, that's
the beginning. That was the beginning.
Yeah, and that was Nelson J. Davis.
He directed that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
And ever since then, that was the best twist to me because I did not see that coming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got an honorably mentioned twist. Another
what?
Nelson J. Davis movie.
What?
Lady's Choice. When you find out he has
a twin yeah. That is definitely like the whole time. What?
I forgot about that.
That was absolutely what you.
That one got me. That one, as soon as I saw that, I text y'all and I put it in. Yeah. I was like, y'all need to watch this fucking movie.
Yeah. A twin brother. Like, why?
Right,
but that
out of nowhere,
and then he played both of them.
Of course, it's
a
twin movie, it's a twin brother. So yeah, one of the movies we didn't mention that wasn't, and it's, I think that it wasn't necessarily a good twist, but they tried to also make it a twist. I think that was Rock the Boat. Is that when the brother?
Oh,
you
find out
when he explained everything on the
boat. You find
boat
out she had a brother, and
ruined that for me? What ruined that whole twist was the fact that he went down the line and explained every conspiracy he had against every character.
It was cheesy. It was definitely cheesy. Like that's what I mean. Like I wouldn't say it's
and
the
you
best.
Blah 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 blah. And haha, you didn't see that I blah blah blah.
And then your father did this.
And then
that's why when you got I made sure that you got accepted to that school so that you can come here on this day and be on this boat at this time. Like,
the
what?
Fuck out. Get the fuck out of here. If you got that kind of time on your hands, you need a different kind of help.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
I will say another craziest twist, the two moments, both parts of this movie had a crazy twist. All I Want Is You, Part One.
Oh,
the crazy twist was when he went to see his PO in the middle of the night. She was like,
of course.
And then
that
the second one was the very end of the second.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just a kid. And then
that is true. Oh, my goodness.
And then, but the craziest twist to me.
Like, of all?
Of all.
Okay.
Swap.
What part?
Cause she walked out on that balcony and they were fucking hard as fuck on their stairs.
Yeah, the stairs.
Butt ass
neck,
both of them. Like nobody expects that when they walk
out
of that fucking room. They'd have been so out of my house.
Oh, goodness. I mean, I expected it because I was like looking at the way they were looking. Oh,
I mean, I knew they were going to be fucking, but I mean, good grief.
I thought you were going to say the twist that he had his wife in the trunk.
Oh, yeah, that was a decent twist, though. That was a decent twist. Because I thought that maybe it was the big dude.
Oh, yeah, because they didn't show who the person was. Mm-hmm. That's
they
right.
never showed right. who it was. That's in right.
The movie gets a little confusing, but once you watch it again.
It's like, yeah. Right. I might have to check it out again.
There's a lot of flashbacks, and then I think there's a flashback within a flashback.
There is.
At some point.
I'm trying to remember, because there's one movie on this list that we didn't really talk about. That we reviewed.
I see you highlighting it. Yeah. Is it Love is Complicated?
Yeah.
That's with the guy with the two, where he has his wife and he has a mistress and they're all in a hotel room.
I do remember
Stay
that
in a hotel room.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember the movie, but compared to all these other movies, really.
It's the lowest on the list.
It's kind of lackluster mm-hmm. compared to all these other movies. Love is Complicated.
But that was the one
with the janitor became in charge. That was a twist.
The janitor was the supervisor.
He kept shushing them, putting his finger. The janitor be wearing them nasty ass janitor gloves.
I'm gonna go back.
One of the stupid. He was the guy. That guy, when he was with both of them women, he was definitely one of the stupidest people.
Yeah,
I agree.
So, I almost brought him up. Yeah. He was very dumb. Him,
because even when he got the tickets to like Hawaii or Jamaica or some shit, he was like, "Oh shit! Oh man, I'm going to Hawaii."
He was all
sitting
in front of his mistress. Right?
And then the mistress was like, "Oh, what's going on?" He's like, "Oh man, got these free tickets to Hawaii. Oh, we going to Hawaii? Like, nah, bitch. Like, me and my girl
and
going
driving.
To Hawaii. Like,
so it's like, right.
No, he was driving.
No, he was driving.
Yeah,
it was weird.
Like, why wouldn't you just?" Keep that to yourself. Mm-hmm.
That guy was stupid.
He was stupid. But yeah, it's not necessarily the twist because the cops, I remember the cops at the end were funny. So,
oh yeah, those cops came out of nowhere. They were a different
those
movie.
Cops came out a whole different, those cops came out of Soul Plane. Yes.
Oh my goodness. So yeah.
That's Tubi for you.
Yeah,
those
man.
Those cops came out of early 2000s movie.
Mm-hmm.
Some characters pop up that don't belong in certain movies. We have a few of those, actually. We should have even made a character list, a category of people who did not belong in the movie. Like,
let's go ahead, say it. Let's
okay,
add that to the
you
list.
Got the okay. Who so didn't you got belong in what the movies? Wrong one? The cousin in the wrong one.
Oh my god,
he did not belong in that movie.
He was out of a Brian Hooks movie.
He was out of a 90s sitcom.
Yeah, man.
Those cops on Love is Complicated.
Those cops, so, definitely.
Oh, man. Let's see. Who else?
The detective in Lady's Choice.
Really, any of the friends, any of the girls' friends.
She was an undercover cop in Lady's Choice at the very end.
Yeah, what the Lady's Choice? That was what that was.
Yeah, that was a Lady's Choice. She was like, I'm an undercover cop.
Wasn't she like a porn star or something?
No,
which one is
like,
that?
I think she was like a friend with.
No,
the
which
main one's girl
with
that
the
was...
cop that's like that? Josh was oogling over the cop that was just not.
Huh?
What was that cop lady that?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That was in was that in Best Friend?
Maybe
or in
because she didn't belong.
Was it Best Friend? It was a cop. I know
you're
talking about.
It was Best Friend.
She
it
had
was
a
best
big
friend.
Old ass, and she was fine for no reason.
And
yeah,
she didn't know how
right.
to act.
Yeah, she didn't belong in that
movie.
Best Friend. Yeah, that's right. Because she was working with the
she was working
the cop,
with the main cop who was really the villain.
I got a character that didn't belong in a movie is old dude's girlfriend in No Disrespect.
Oh, yeah.
Tiffany. Brittany.
Brittany, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you're right. Even though I loved her, she didn't belong. She was in the wrong movie. Yeah, you're right about that. I love that character, but she should have been in there.
Any of old girl's friends in the wrong one. Her whole group of friends. Didn't belong in that movie.
Man. Yeah, okay. Man, okay then. Well, we went through all the categories except for the best, right?
craziest twist yeah. we did that. Are we doing the worst?
Because I worst have top movie? Worst movie. Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, I got. I have worst,
a best
but I don't wanna...
movie list, a worst movie list, and an honorable mention.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let's go with the worst first, because save the best for last.
Okay, all right.
Because I got a few worst, and I didn't have to write them down. I could just see them.
We can all unanimously know we already one know on which list.
Right, of course. We already said it.
The worst one.
Hands down.
Are we saving that one?
That's the worst one. Why not say it? It's,
we already.
Everybody
okay,
knows.
The worst one everybody knows. It's Sloppy yeah. Second. That's the worst shit I've ever.
Is,
period.
I wish I had never watched that.
We do not recommend you to watch yes. that.
We yes. do not watch that movie.
Yeah.
Don't put Marvels in your notes.
man.
Number two for me is Karma.
Worse?
Yeah, worse. Yes. What you mean? Yes.
man.
What, Jason's the opposite?
It's on my top, man.
no, I can't sit through Karma a full movie.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah, and the psychic, just because, you know,
Psychic was a Tubi, very, very Tubi movie.
Yeah, it was super Tubi. It was it's like very... it's your quintessential bad movie.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah,
a Tubi movie.
Yeah, man.
For me, obviously, Sloppy Seconds, like we all agreed. I have, because we never reviewed this movie, is Tainted.
Yeah, I was going to say, I never finished it.
I think Tainted
that's
is
on my,
worse than...
It's on my worst.
Karma.
It's on my
yeah.
worst.
Yeah, Tainted is right.
I can't even make it through that whole movie.
Yeah, I made it through, but it's really bad. I mean, I know there's a couple people in that movie I know and I have worked with, and I'm sorry if y'all listening, but I don't. Tainted is not good. I'm so sorry, guys.
Yeah, they another one. Movie.
Huh?
They just actors.
They ain't making it. Just
I know. They're in it, but you know, they're in it. But you know. And then this is not quite a movie. I think you'll know what I'm talking about. This ain't a movie.
I couldn't finish it.
What?
Nobody could finish this thing. F Child Support.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck
that's
that.
Hands down. The worst.
One of the worst things I've ever seen.
Bad. Yeah. Not because of the. It's just bad all the way around. Just like
all the way around.
Bad.
Even if it had
it's
good
bad
animation, it'd still be bad.
Bad animation.
Everything is
bad. Concept.
Story was
it's bad.
Just everything about it is terrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I'd rather it, that guy tell the truth now.
Yes,
because
that guy, and I'm being careful about it, because that guy that made the series did contact me before mm-hmm. he made the series.
He was trying to ask you to
and
do
I think
it,
he
man.
Wanted.
So
I think he wanted me to make that series.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. well you dodged the.
yeah, man,
dodged one
that's
there.
Child support.
Right. So I have another thing that's on Tubi that's mine, but not, I'm glad it's not Elf Child Support because mm-hmm. mine is Josh's Journal.
Yeah,
that's on Tubi.
That's one on your worst list.
yeah,
worst movie. no, just the worst character. Oh, that goodness. Character named Lightning. Oh, he's the worst character. Oh, fuck that guy.
Oh man. Oh man.
But not Future Marcus. He was great.
Oh, goodness.
yeah, Future Marcus is on my top character list. Yeah.
I'm trying to think about
your
worst.
Worst.
Yeah,
oh,
I was trying to think about
yeah,
worst.
Says,
yeah, I did mine. Jason got one more.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, of course, Sloppy Seconds. You know, and honestly, and then maybe because of the ending, was just so stupid. Was Rock the Boat? Like,
yeah, Rock
it was
the
just
Boat kind of it kind of lost me at the
yeah,
end.
It was just
like,
it got
yeah,
it
did
like,
too.
Eh,
yeah,
that
was I know what
it
you
got
mean.
Bad.
Like, I watched this for all
yeah,
this,
and it's like it was trying. I feel like it was trying so hard to be, you know, like oh my goodness, yeah, that it was just
and not for one moment did I believe. Oh, buddy was with Parker. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh,
not
oh,
for
goodness.
One moment did I buy them as
nah,
a couple.
A
believable
couple.
Yeah.
Honorably mention for me would be Airbnb, honestly.
As far as worse, honorably mention?
Yeah, yeah. Because
I thought Airbnb was a well-made movie.
It's well-made, but the reason why I put it is honorably mention worse because it goes on too long with this whole situation
the
where
situation.
Her and the guy.
Oh, yeah.
It, to the point
it's
I'm like, move it along.
Like,
yeah,
like they had to drag it out to make like a whole movie's length.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like a feature length. Yeah, I get that.
So I mean, it's not a terrible, terrible movie. That's what I mean. Like it's, but that's why I say it's like honorably mentioned. Like,
Yeah.
So bad movies is like movies that you don't want to watch again. Worst movies is a movie you don't want to see anymore.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, like I said, Elf Child Support, I'm not going to ever want to watch that again, even though I watched it twice because I watched it the second time with y'all.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Yes, I watched the first episode twice.
Elf Child Support with me?
Yes, at your house.
Oh, man, I must have cut that shit off. I don't remember.
No, Tori was there and everything.
We watched the whole thing.
Did we watch the whole? I think we watched the whole first episode. I don't think we
could finish it.
We were all in the same room watching it.
Was I?
You may have been.
Because I don't remember that at all.
You don't remember? Nope. Well, anyway, yes, that.
I remember clicking it, but I never remember finishing.
Maybe we didn't finish it.
That shit is awful.
Oh, another one that's kind of bad. We kind of saw y'all couldn't finish it. I feel bad mentioning this movie. I hope he ain't listening. But Boo Boo the Fool. I'm sorry, man.
I couldn't make it through that movie.
Boo Boo the Fool was really. So sorry, people.
I couldn't make it through that one.
I mean, and this is what I want to say, because everybody that's involved with the movie have all did something better. Mm-hmm. The director, the stars, everybody in that movie, they all have been in better things than Boo Boo the Fool. That's why I was like, that's why I kind of feel bad, because the movie itself is pretty rough to get through. But all those actors and director and writers have do something else. Things. Yeah, they all have done better things.
They can do better.
Yes.
You know, Boo Boo the Fool is, it just seems like they were, it's a comedy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that a lot of these movies have quite nailed the comedy genre. Comedy is a very tricky beat.
It's hard.
Comedy is real tricky. You got to do it the right way. You got to shoot it the right way.
Yeah.
You can't let people.
Without being cheesy. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, the thing I notice in a lot of these movies, and I'm going to just say it, in a lot of black movies, when black people are being funny, we have the idea to just let the camera roll and just let people ad-lib the whole thing. Yeah. And that does not go well all the time.
Right.
Sometimes you may get magic with some ad-libbing. Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some keyword, shit like magic. Donald Glover would do on like what's that, Community or something like that, or like you know, very like Stanley on The Office or something like this, like key magic moment that you just happen to catch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But other than that shit needs to be scripted and thought out and shot in a way to where you land the joke and then you move on.
That's it. That's key.
Right, because sometimes people kill the joke.
Land the joke and move the fuck on. Tyler Perry does that shit. He'll
milk
land a joke. He'll have a joke that actually lands.
Right.
Right.
And then just keep
kill it
going. And it just kills the fun. And it's just
right.
Awkward.
You can't keep going.
And it's just cringy.
Yeah.
When you just let people ad-lib. And then plus, like on a lot of these movies, when they're ad-libbing and it's already just not funny.
You're just milking a non-funny ad-lib.
And you're just milking a joke that's
not
just
funny.
Not funny. And you're like, it's like the idea is if the director thinks that if they just let them keep going, that eventually we're going to laugh. But it really just prolongs the cringe.
Yeah. That's a really good point. I think that has think that has to do with.
I can't get through a lot of independent black comedies for that reason.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Oh, you're funny. Hey, you want to be in this movie? Yeah. Oh, what's all the funniest thing you can think of? And then they'll throw all the things that they think are funny into one movie, and then it's just like, this shit don't even make sense. It's just a bunch of silly shit going.
Saying
things over and over again, trying to get everyone to laugh.
Silliness.
And I think what happens is they'll get the crew to laugh. They'll be saying stuff on the camera, then everybody behind the camera.
Yeah, the crew will laugh and be like, "Yeah, this is funny, right?"
This is things where it's just funny in the moment because you're filming a movie. At time,
right
kind of thing. In the in a movie that we don't get the background jokes and nothing. You know?
That's right. All the background side jokes, the things that you don't get, you put it
that made up that laugh.
And you put it into a movie. I think that's where editing comes into play. Because I mean, the thing is, you can do, because part of comedy is the timing. You know, that's why I mean, good stand up people know how to do that and create that timing in that space, because you're telling stories, but it's all about timing, because you want to make sure, okay, this is where we get this. Editing for a movie comes and creates that, helps that.
very and important.
So like editing. You know,
I think editing can make or break
it. It can absolutely break it, because if you like extend it, because I'm like, okay, the ad libs could okay, go ahead and ad lib, but let's edit it. So
I've seen several movies on Tubi that look great, mm-hmm. but are edited horribly.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know, a bunch of wasted B-roll
right.
shots,
unnecessary. Yeah,
unnecessary drone mm-hmm. shots just to pass time. You know,
and that's that like can that. Turn but cringy. Like,
yeah, and so, like a good example of good editing on allowing people to, you have a script, you allow people to ad lib around that script, and then you edit it together. Two good examples: Josh's Journal.
Hey, we did ad lib on
the
that.
Series. Yeah, Josh's Journal series. You did a good job of that. You had a script. You allowed the voice actors to ad lib kind of around the script, and then you edit it, and then it landed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because a good example is when Dee Dee was talking to Josh at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And Josh just wasn't getting it. And she was like, Josh, me. And then she ad-libbed the part like, get in my pants.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. I kept it in.
Yeah. But you also but made so other stuff.
It's similar to like The Office.
Right. Yeah.
Like The Office, they obviously have a script.
Mm-hmm.
But they ad-lib around the script, and then they edit that shit together so well that the jokes just land. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that makes sense.
We gotta learn when to just let the joke land and move on.
Right, of course.
It's part of the, I mean, it's maturity, it's growth, and when it comes to, like, you know, good quality content, because mm-hmm. I think that the fear of editing is that you miss out something, but I mean, like, honestly, the best gift that you can give other people is your edited thoughts.
Yep.
So it's like, you know, man, I think about the trend, I think about the just even thinking about the transition between Hype Force and Josh's Journal, because Hype Force wasn't edited. Like, it was like, and
the goal
was we run the camera, and like you said earlier, it was like, we make each other laugh, and it's like, right. And it's for us.
It's just literally just your plan.
So,
right, it was.
And that's what it is. But it's like, you can't, that's immature. Like, I mean, yeah, I liked it. It's cute, you know, but like, and it's what it was, but
right,
it's not mature. Right. So, you know, you couldn't, you know, you could, it could have been F child support on the, you know, put Hype Force on there and be like, oh man, this is random jokes. And so, I mean, you had a story and it flows. I mean, it's definitely no, it's way better than F child support. It could ever be. Hype Force at its worst is better than F child support at its best. But I mean, I think that, yeah, like, maturity is editing. And I think that's where it's like, not necessarily, you know, like, you don't have to say every single thing, you know, and
you don't have to show us every single thing you shot. We understand you're excited.
Mm-hmm. Nice camera. You like know. Your camera.
It's the same thing with painting or with making music.
Books,
like,
yeah, right.
Like, there's several things that didn't make the cut on my Heaven's Computer album. Like, I had like several songs. Like, that album would have been 21, 23 songs long.
Yeah.
If I hadn't edited it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
And we can get so much high quality when you cut out what we, you know, don't right. mean, it's not for you. It's like some stuff, and as an artist, like, some stuff is just for you as the artist. Right. You know? So it's like, it's not for everybody else. So cut that out and let everybody else.
Some of that stuff is you literally just chalk it up to practice.
Part of the art process is figuring it out. Right. Yep. And so, like, some of that stuff is your process and you're figuring it out. You need to cut that out.
Like, the shit I'm working on now, I'm not putting all that shit on the next project. Yeah. It's just a lot of that shit is practice.
So real quick, I added a category real fast.
What category did you add? Because I wanted to add one.
Favorite character.
Okay, favorite character. I do want to say one of my worst movies real quick, too, was the Thanksgiving roast in the context of not knowing how to do comedy. So, like, that's one of those movies.
Okay.
I've never
seen that. Yeah. But is it, should I watch it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a movie, but it's like, it does have the, is there everything we've just been talking about with the comedy is trying so hard to be funny that it also doesn't land. It also has one of the stupidest characters, I think, in the movies.
Oh, really?
In my opinion, one of the honorable mention characters. But favorite character. Okay.
Yes, favorite character of all time.
Of all Tubi. Man.
All of Tubi.
Man. Okay, let me think through that.
I'm going to go first.
All right.
Chaos.
Favorite character.
I freaking love Chaos, man. Because I almost put him as a villain. I almost put him as a villain. I said, "Dog, Chaos ain't a villain.
Okay.
He ain't a villain.
He was just,
he's just trying to get what he wants.
Hey, I'm just trying to out here lay this pipe."
So that was a good man, right? That was in a good man. Yeah, Chaos.
Yes, yes. Okay. Chaos was definitely Chaos was very charismatic. I'm sorry, dude was like. The way she described him, I was like, oh, he's going to be bad. But he was like, I was like, no, this dude is chill. I love this guy.
He definitely took the show when the camera was on him. So.
I don't know if I can beat that.
I mean, it's really hard to beat that one. Favorite
Pastor
character.
Pastor Thorne,
maybe? He's so fun.
Pastor Thorne is fun to watch.
He's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Because this man basically started masturbating in front
That's
of his
right.
His deacon.
Right.
Texting his mistress. Like,
oh my goodness.
He just zoned out completely.
Yeah. Oh man. Man. So I mean honestly, he was on my villain list. But Anthony from Swap Out.
Yo, he's on my list.
Favorite character, man.
Anthony, I don't blame you. Anthony was great.
Oh, my goodness. Anthony from Swap Out. But I honestly absolutely love the boss from Nondisclosure.
Of course. Yes. I know you do.
The boss from Nondisclosure is my top favorite.
Yeah, he is so fun. Oh my goodness! Yeah, he's
Amari, my boy,
my boy, my boy, with the clap and everything. Yeah.
So
we on the same wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get that.
So is that's your people? That's your favorite?
Yeah.
Or you got anybody else that we didn't mention?
Are we doing honorable mention?
We can.
Tubi movie. I'm gonna just go through my real fast.
Honorable
mention Tubi movie.
Oh, okay.
Pastor Thorne, Non-Disclosure, All I Want Is You, and Memoirs of Eviction. Vixen. And I guess I can add Bad Girls to that list too. That was really good.
My honorably mentioned would be some of the same ones as you. Pastor Thorne. The wrong one. All I Want Is You, Part 1 and 2. That's my.
Yeah. Yeah, I can watch All I Want Is You, Part 1 and 2 multiple times.
Me too. It's my honorably mention.
Oh man,
the ones I have, they're above these.
Yeah, it's definitely honorable mention. Non-Disclosure is on my list. Man, you said a good man. No, you said the wrong one.
The wrong one is honorably mentioned for me. The wrong one.
Okay.
I should give you a clue. Okay. My list might be.
I got you. No, yeah. Look, I'm going to say I would agree with that.
So, top three.
Top three.
Marcus.
Favorite.
Me?
Yeah, so what's your top three?
Favorite.
You named your,
in this order. In this order. A good man is number three.
Okay.
Because it contains the best. One of the best leads, best villains, and craziest.
Yeah, that's
twist,
true.
All
it
in
is
one
on that list. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No disrespect.
I knew that was gonna be on your list
because it's just got everything you want. Except fucking, there's not a whole lot of fucking in that movie. But it's a pretty good Tubi movie. It's really good, especially the bent bullet, the curved bullet.
Just saying that out loud is funny.
I know.
It's like, that's the same movie.
The first scene gets you. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The fight curve scene, bullet is like, no, this is the best Tubi movie. Mm-hmm. And number one for me, out of all the Tubi movies I've seen in 2023, my number one favorite Tubi movie is Swap Out.
And you know,
we will randomly throw that movie on. It's just as hilarious every fucking
listen.
Time.
So I forgot to put that as my honorable mention, along with The House Guest. That's another honorable
house
mention.
House Guest is definitely an honorable mention for me.
I could watch Swap Out probably more than any of these movies.
Swap Out
is so absolutely ridiculous.
Swap Out is our most
listened to
on
episode.
The
of
podcast.
Course it is.
On the Tubi TV.
I know.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
And it was
the, it's our
because
most
of the picture. Because of the picture. I still have that picture on my phone. So.
Wait, like looking movie. At the camera.
Yep, that he looks, and I said, "This movie don't." I think I posted. I said, "We didn't watch this movie. This movie watched us."
Listen, Swap Out. It was streamed 817% more than our average episode.
Wow. That, Swap Out is the most ridiculous movie I've ever
is
seen.
Wild. So
everybody has something to say about Swap Out. So
yeah. Oh man.
My top three in the order.
Man, I gotta give an order.
Is number three, Diary of a Unicorn. I just liked it. Okay. And I don't know. Maybe it's because I knew the backstory behind it.
Oh yeah.
And I was there to pick up the star of the movie right after she filmed
That's
it.
That's pretty cool.
Maybe I got a little biased for
that
it.
Makes sense.
Number two, A Good Man. So me and Marcus are in agreement
right.
with that.
Right on number two.
Good Man made it at number two. It's definitely man, that movie's I can watch that movie anytime.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never get tired of that movie. So it left Tubi for a little bit and it came back and I was so happy it came back.
Oh, for real? It left? Yes.
Yeah, it left for a little bit because it was when we first watched it was leaving soon.
Oh,
remember? Okay. It said it was leaving soon and then it left. Then it came back. And I said, oh, it came back. I love that movie. It's number two. Number one, No Disrespect. I love it. Man, that was like, it was almost... That's my number one because I felt like
what was your number three?
Diary of a Unicorn.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like No Disrespect almost surpasses a regular Tubi movie. I was like, this could have been a regular movie at the theater, for real. Like no offense to movies that are on Tubi. You know, I got a movie on Tubi. But like No Disrespect was like it kind of took me back to Boys in the Hood era kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
That's how much I liked it.
Did you say No Disrespect to Tubi movies?
No Disrespect.
I did. I didn't mean to say
movies, that.
But No Disrespect.
It's on that list.
But yeah, and you know, like I say, with the good, A Good Man, that surprised me how much I like that movie.
Yeah. You know, I think I'm going to have to, I'm trying to figure out where I'm at on my list. Because honestly, did I say All I Want Is You is an honorable mention? Because it's on my top three.
Okay, you really enjoy that movie.
That's a movie I can keep watching. All I Want Is You, Part 1 and 2. It's so ridiculous that I like it. it's one of those love hate.
He likes the drama. It does. It's
ridiculously stupid.
The storyteller where she's in there talking to Silk White.
It's so funnily stupid.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Pause.
Let me flip the tape.
So ridiculous. Yes. So that's probably my number three. I would say Josh's Journal is my number two.
It's
on the list because it came out. It actually came out of Tubi this year. And I know a lot of behind the scenes from it. No. Definitely biased. And man, oh goodness, I'm so torn because these two, I feel like it's hard to think through, but it's a tie for number one.
Okay, what is
A Good Man and Swap Out. Oh man.
Which means A Good Man wins for the top
a
movie.
A Good Man.
Because we all.
Yeah, it's all in our top three.
We all put A Good Man.
It's got the best, one of the best leads, one of the best villains, and one of the craziest twists all in one.
Man.
Movie.
And we actually did refer to A Good Man a lot and after we watched it. So a lot of different other Tubi movies. It's like, we use that as a standard for so, movies.
Yeah, yeah, you said the best villain, one of the best villains. I said my favorite character is from that movie.
Yep.
great twist.
It was a good quality, good editing. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
That's the best.
That's true.
Tubi movie of the year, as far as
from this podcast from the Tubi Tuesdays.
All right, so we'll number one, you get time. The good man gets the award mm-hmm. for best Tubi movie of the year.
Wow. Yeah.
Kamal Smith, you can email us at.
He may listen to this. You never know.
WWTTBTpodcast@gmail.com. Email us. Come get your reward. I don't know what the fuck that is. Probably just a reply.
So
back.
The runner ups are No Disrespect and Swap Out.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You know, I agreed with Pastor Thorne on my honorable mention list because that was definitely up there. So,
yeah, I think we all put that on our mm-hmm.
own. As well. Yeah, so maybe Pastor Thorne 2 is gonna be better. Yeah, be number one for next year. So,
well, there you go. That's our Tubi awards.
Tubi awards.
Tubi. Yeah.
Our Tubi Oscars.
Yeah. Right. Nobody else is gonna do it. So. That's it. Goodbye, everybody. Good night, everybody.
Don't swap out your karma for the wrong one.
Yeah, that's your final thought.
And you won't get no disrespect unless you'll be left with the sloppy second.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why women trip.
Never have a house guest again. That's why women trip. You'll have to call Pastor Thorne and Rico to come save you from Keisha.
Oh, man.
Unless you be left with, you know, Memoirs of a Victim. Because all I wanted was I just had to sign this non-disclosure. Or else the psychic will find out that I was a
so you won't
man.
Look that you're not a Boo Boo the Fool.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, you'd be looking like Boo Boo the Fool. Yeah. Good night, everybody. Josh is sure.